I make partnerships in Multiplier. Every client that we run our program, they really like to referral. Hey, I know Lucas. Lucas do this. And not just me, the another guy from my team, for example, Victor, Rachel, and the guys in every conversation building this kind of approach to be more secure and trust the environment.
Welcome to the AI Advantage, where modern leaders decode the future of tech. I'm Solomon Williams, founder of Solenox. So here, it's no noise, no hype every week. Sometimes it's just me, and sometimes it's the brightest minds in tech, breaking down what it really takes to grow smarter with AI and automation. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the AI Advantage. I'm your host, Solomon Williams. We have a special guest today. We have Lucas Goval. He's the CEO and the founder of Open Cybersecurity. He is a pioneer in trust management across LATAM. You know, he has over a decade of experience in the governance and the risk and the compliance factor. So, Lucas, thank you so much for taking the time. Can you tell us, our audience, a little bit about yourself on the side?
Hey, Solomon. Thank you for having me. So, yeah. I'm Lucas Galvão, founder of Open Cybersecurity. It's a Brazilian and US company right now, working with a lot of clients here in Brazil, across Latin America. And now we are getting clients in the United States. And yes, we are like a key Genta partner here in Latin America. My mission is simple. Growth is like not an overhead. It's growth through bringing U.S. great compliance like SOC 2, ISO to Brazil, Mexico, Argentina, a lot of countries with automation that removes friction and accelerates sales.
Mm-hmm. And so it's so interesting. So what brought you through to really wanting to go forward with Open Cybersecurity, like on this side?
Great. But yeah, I spent a decade in cybersecurity, laying into discomfort and saw the same blocker everywhere. First, I started Open Cybersecurity to prove this way, because the name open, it means the same, like I really believe that Open Cybersecurity could be more accessible, could be more easy, and we can educate our prospects, our clients, and is like a eco-led growth partnership.
And then, you know, I'm curious on like, so tell us a little bit about like on Bata. I only know a little bit about, so how did it come about with you working with Bata and like with the open cybersecurity? Like, what's your end goal in providing for the trust management to the side?
Perfect. So I started working with Venta like almost 3 years ago. Uh-huh. So I've partnered with Venta. It's the first access in the website just to try and help a client with a demand in SOC 2 certification. Mm-hmm. So I ran the project 10 years ago, and this project was totally manual. Work, spreadsheets, a lot of manual job. So asking in Google provided good research. I just localized the Venta, like the first platforms. Then I shadow a demo. It was very, very fast. In the same way, the same week, we start like a co-selling. So what does it mean? It was necessary to bring a solution to my clients in the same opportunity. Venta looks for me and tell me, hey, Lucas, can you help me to run our first deal in Brazil, across Latin America? And I'm saying, okay, perfect. I'm totally open to work with you guys. And we partner with Venta because, yeah, basically, founders, we started auditees, saw truth like a blocking growth. And the mission in Open Cybersecurity is handle strategy and local delivery. You know, so Venta could automate SOC 2, ISO, GDPR, any framework that you need to run, centralizing controls, speedy security questionnaires, improve readiness. So together we cut time to trust, reduce the audit, and we help close enterprise deal faster across not just Brazil, across all the world.
And then on the side, man, because I know it's so interesting on, you know, what led you to really reframe, like, because I've seen sometimes in your post, what led you to reframe cybersecurity from control to, I know you see a lot on trust, and how does that shape you now on the leadership side and the company vision? Because I've seen that, and that's such a unique approach of how you've gone about. From cybersecurity is all about, again, as you said, like control, compliance, but now you've shifted to trust. And I really love like to kind of hear more about that, on your leadership side as well.
Yeah, I agree. So I reframe security the day I saw the deals is dealt not for features, but for a lack of confidence. So trust became the lever for the revenue. So we moved from checklist to proof, making SOC 2, ISO, GDPR, and LGPD, specifically here in Brazil, is like a sale asset in that it's early. So as leader, I optimize for time to trust, not to time to ticket, measuring cycle time to evidence, win, risk time limit, and yeah, AI give us leverage. It's to automate audit and questionnaire. So humans focus on customers' outcomes. Yeah, but it is not a partnership. Like, I'm not just translating and running and easing the things. So we have a latent pressure because this one made us sharpen presses and do local partnerships. That's the trust playbook. Now I'm scaling globally.
Yeah. And then it's so interesting. I love that, man. On as you shifting over to like getting further over, bringing that from the US side and building on those partnerships, like what have you seen worked well with open security and with your partnership with Vantum? Like, what are you, the main thing is, what would you like to see on your goal? Like, as open security and Vantum as a goal, what would you look to see by the end of the year?
Yeah. So what worked? So embedded trust early, sell with compliance in local presence. So the tactics, so what automated SOC 2 and ISO with Venta, we could optimize our job because it's a MSSP company, but not one more. It's so boring. Open one more company to run a MSSP program. But I was thinking how this partnership could optimize my business, my client, and accelerate the growth in the Venta way. So it's not an easy mission, but it's okay. It works, you know?
Right. I'm just curious on, you know, because on, as you said, like now is kind of coming in as a leader for open security. You're working with so many different clients. I know you said you have one upcoming now that you're really working and it's moving on in the right direction. Like what as a leader now, as kind of moving through and having these higher calls with other C-suite, what have you learned and what do you think that you could pass down to others that are small businesses trying to scale? Like, what would be your suggestions and your advice to them on that?
Yeah, so working as a leader, working with a lot of clients, so my best priorizations is like, hey, so you're building trust early and okay, it could be, for example, a startup company running this program. And I try to explain the vision and the facility to implement it, some basic controls in security programs, in some SaaS companies. I know I have a hybrid type of the clients. The Almost is more software as a service company, but I have local industry, you know, like a healthcare. They produce medicament. So I have a kind of clients that produce like machines in Brazil. So my real lesson here is to simplify the stack of the technology and how can they improve day by day? Because Venta is a platform that you have an easily path to run. You need to do this. You need to plug your platform. And AI optimize a lot of work, but my real lesson is to it cleans the vision that all the leaders in these companies, like CISOs, managers, and the last one is show and measure how can ROI could be relentlessly understand, because it's like a culture. I'm lead with empathy. I'm showing a lot of time in person, and I make partnership in multiplier. Every client that we run our program, they really likes to referral. Hey, I know Lucas. Lucas do this. And not just me, the another guy from my team, for example, Victor, Rachel, and the guys in every conversation building this kind of approach to be more secure and trust the environment, you know?
Yeah, and I think, as you mentioned, like the business is at the speed of trust, as you mentioned, and on that side with partnerships, and even with myself seeing it as a founder working with customers, it's really about building that trust, working with and putting that integrity of your business of, you know, what's the benefit for yourself? It's what can I provide as a value, as a benefit, and moving through with that with integrity for that. And I think that's very key. And especially nowadays, as you mentioned with AI, yes, it's good. The tools are great. You know, it works out all of these outcomes, but it focuses more on the human element and building, again, on that trust. So I love that side because specifically even with open securities, you focus on that from control to trust. So, you know, I already love that with that partnership. So, you know, what lessons you think that connect with Latam? Like, what are the lessons that you've used that connect with Latam when you grow to your U.S. partnerships? Does that make sense on the question?
Yes, totally. It's totally connected with our reality. So, three lessons in Latam way to grow. Is the first, trust first. Yes, we are building community. So, the name from this community is like a trust community. It runs in cycle. We have in this community the Venta guys. So I love the guys from Venta. It's like a good name, like my Venta nerds, because they prove always and every time they want to help us. So I think it's the first lesson, build a strong relationship with the vendor, you know? So just to have a good perception. I work every day running a lot of deals with a salesperson from Venta. Her name is Constance Bridion. I work with Constance, John Kelly, and she leads me in this way, proving that we are building here like a trust management systems and like a teaching every leadership and to, hey, Venta could facilitate our way. So, but it's not easy because sometimes we have lack of the communication, not with the Venta guys, but with the clients. Oh. It's like a trilingual connection. So I start the program saying, hey, Salomon, how are you? So it's in Brazil, it means, hi, Salomon, como você tá? Tudo bem? So in the same way, it's like in afternoon, I need to change the pilots to Spanish. Hey, Salomon, como estás? Todo demás? In afternoon, the night, it needs to be in English in return. So it's not easy, but we are building a lot of playbooks to facilitate this way. So I'm making easy and consolidated tools, orchestration, and I'm really use AI like a go-to-market strategy to facilitate all the job. So it's possible. I'm investing, automating the go-to-market strategy, but I'm totally human-focused. I'm very, very, I have a preoccupation like this. I like AI, but I love humans more.
Right. And so do you feel like that's a key part in what you do and how you go about with building these partnerships when you bring this category into Brazil, you know, Mexico? Like, is that something you heavily utilize to help build that gap?
Yes. So it's really like, how can I say? So it helps bridge the gap. So we localize the playbooks, but honestly, it's not easy way. So in Brazil, specifically in all Latin America, the trust management is a new thing. In cause of this, yes, you don't know about this?
Mm-hmm. No, educate me.
Yes. It's my first job here. Try to educate every lead, every person. So Yeah, you have like cybersecurity, risk management in cyber, but the new category is stress management. And every guy, what does it mean? So I tried to explain. Hey guys, easy management, it trusts in proof into revenue. So you need to connect your regulatory system, you need centralized control, in the same time, you need the audit. It's a mission, you know?
Right. And then with that mission, and so what you have, what wins have you had for open security, and then with your partnership at that prove the model? Like, what wins that prove the model that works, and you know, why it's just the start on that?
Yeah, it's a start, big wins. It's a start time to trust by months. For example, a sales cycle that during like a 6 month on 1 year, so we are closing this one faster, like in the same day. So the first SOC 2 ISO wins a lot of deals in Brazil and Mexico. So now we have a deal in República Dominicana. It was in Santo Domingo. The same lesson, reduce all the lack of the communication and show to the client that's the first conversation, understand the pain points and bring this one to reality, you know? And the Venta platform is an easy way. Yeah, we have Hilma here to prove this one, the Lema.
Yeah.
Do you know Hilma?
I don't know too much. What is that, the cultural symbol? Like, what does it mean?
Yeah. So yeah, she's a mascot from Venta. So I stayed in New York City 3 weeks ago to stay with more closer with these things, being localized strategic and critical partner here. Mm-hmm. So Hilma is the personification of this ecosystem. Hilma is very strong. Hilma can cross continents. Hilma can show and be a animal. It's an animal that have like a strongest in ourselves, you know?
Mm. I like
that. Is that mascot? Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know, like, Venta.
I like that, man. And then...
yeah, just to understand. I bring SOC 2.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, it's not just a certification. It's not just a pair of shoes. Because in the GRC team need to stay closer every day. It need be comfortable. It need be easy, you know?
Right. So... that's a good point that you brought up. Like, where do you see like the trends of what you're seeing with late time, with the open, with the compliance, and with how AI is coming in? Where do you see in the next couple of years, like the trends that we're going through, and how, and what is your idea of how to ride that wave and to be ahead of any bottlenecks or any stopgaps, especially now that you're moving this in and now that you're adding this trust category into Latin America?
Yeah, so I think we are like in a reset, you know? The buyers want to prove and ROI, not pilot.
Mm-hmm.
So the trends, so I think it's like a AI 2 consolidation, like a new RevOps model. I think you asked me something like this, right? Do you want to understand more? Yeah, so tire automation limits and every time, platforms must be right. My playbook is easy. So, inbound trust early, sell with compliance, simplify all the stacks and measure everything. Keep human front and center.
Mm-hmm.
Like a feature in marketing and strategy, something like this, this wave isn't optional. It's already reshaping how we build, how we sell, and we grow. Yeah, and there is not a checkbox. It's highly like a kind of growth, you know?
So with that, with being that, you know, trust being the focal point, what have you seen what has been like the most frustrating thing on helping companies adopt this trust management? Is it building that and helping them to educate them on that? Where has that been for you?
Yeah. So honestly, the big frustration is like a lot of tools sprawled in like a silhouette dashboards that don't talk the reality. Itchy is lowless audity. It won't work to sales teams. It's not optimized the sales cycles from the client. But honestly, MGig is very, very easy to fix.
Right.
Consolidated stacks, automated evidence, align the guys in the sales item security. It's like a time to trust as right. the core KPI.
Right. And I think that's like, that's one of the key is the biggest factors into that is, again, it just goes back again to trust and it goes back to get on that side. So I love it. And then from this side, you know, I think I've mentioned it beforehand, but, you know, I think like the audience would love to really know on like, what is it like that you want to really folks to know and want to move forward on? Like what you want them to understand on trust management, on what exactly on open security is and that you what you want to provide in the whole as moving forward.
Perfect. Yeah, it's a mission to answer you. But honestly, I think every human had a mission when we born. So like the trust is a growth model, not an overhead, you know. So the trust management, it means so proof, be faster. And so open cybersecurity brings new kind of thing in a country, bring it's totally now aligned with a plus EU United States alignment and the outcomes in, so I really believe is a reduction of a lot of tools, a real keep humans in the front of center, but bring education, bring more consciousness in the cybersecurity. So trust isn't a checkbox. Every cybersecurity wanna be the compliance early and want to redefine the cybersecurity program.
And then where, if people wanted to learn more about open security, your journey, Lucas, where can they find you? Where can they learn more?
Yeah, so I really want to invite you to guys access opencybersecurity.co, my website. So I really want to be very, very comfortable with you. So you can join in our new community. Maybe I will deploy this one just in the next week. It's a new community named Trust Community. So I have a podcast too. The name is Professor Venta. So you can localize me. And I have a local interview. Sometimes I run some interviews in the television here in Brazil. Oh, and right. So I really want the guys, invite the guys to hear your podcast too. My next episode is here.
I'd love to have it. I'll make sure to have this in and have the audience look over to put in the link, man. And you know, before we go, I always ask my other guests these questions is, you know, Lucas, if you had like a magic wand, if you could have AI do anything on this regard to help, you know, with the business, what would you use it for if you could wave a magic wand?
So can you explain me a little bit more?
You know, normally it's kind of like a wish list as I'm having it is, you know, with AI coming forward, you know, everybody utilizes Kuno Up we talked about. But if there was any bottleneck, if there was anything that you want to improve on it, anything off it for either yourself personally or for what you could do with open security, open cybersecurity, what would you use AI for? If AI had no restrictions, if it could just wave the magic wand and do that, what would you do it for?
Perfect. Yeah, the first way I mean, AI is a superpower, but not a replacement, not the hype, but it gives human leverage. It removes friction, you know? So AI is I'm using this one, my clients are using, so to auto collect the evidence from your stack, to map, SOC 2, ISO, it in real time, and auto complete security questionnaires with verified controls and zero copy answers. It's real answer. It's not the last evidence that your auditor collected 1 year ago. It was collected 5 minutes ago, you know? So you don't need to do the wrong information and wrong and do mistakes in audit. But AI could provide like a trust graph, fill the gaps, honor deadlines, and it really facilitates the multilingual support because we are proofing this. We have the original policies. It was made already in English, so it's easy to adapt to Brazil, Mexico. If you want, we can do in Mandarin, you know? It's like a cue to sprawl and unify in GRC universe in U11 workspace.
Got it. I love it, man. And so, you know, Lucas, thanks again for being a guest on the show. We'd love to have you. And then for the audience down below, I'll make sure to look over. You can follow Lucas on the podcast below and his journey. I'll have that over. Lucas, we'll look forward to working with you next time. Love to have you in on a future episode to just see where Open Security has done and like your growth and what you've done in the Latin American community on that side.
Yes, we are just in starting this way, Salomon. Thank you so much to close and bring the reality of our market to real try to understand our key points. And if you stayed in Brazil sometime, you just need to call me because I'm human. I like to stay in front and build trust relationships. Thank you so much, guy.
No, thank you, Lucas. We'll see you next time on the show. Thanks for so much for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Advantage. If this episode sparked an idea, share it with your network. Subscribe for more No Fluff conversations on how smart tech drives real outcomes. And if you're ready to future-proof your business, let's connect at solonox.net.